Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 11th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 10.5 cents, closing at 367.25. July beans down 15.5 cents, closing at 953.75. And July wheat down 5.5 cents, closing at 514.5. Well, without anything positive on NAFTA coming out of the G7, and with plenty of rains around the Midwest, the grains moved lower. The funds, I think, have liquidated their long bean positions, still long some corn, some meal out here, but a lot less than they've been. The wheat, they're still short 40, 50,000 contracts of wheat. The funds just pounded all three markets, really pretty much the corn and the beans from the get-go, the wheat about 9:30, they started to sell it. The dryness in Russia and Ukraine remained, but it didn't help the grains out here. We've got the report tomorrow. We're going to need to see something friendly out there, or we're going to need to see something positive out of the Singapore summit. If we don't have anything positive out of that Singapore summit and the reports are just neutral, I think the funds will continue to liquidate, may even try the short side here in this market. If you haven't done any of the marketing up till now, I don't know what to tell you to do. This thing could get ugly through the end of the month. I think that's the extent of the risk. However low we get it between now and June 30th should be the lows for the year, but it's awful early to say that. The crops are in good shape. The crop progress showed just a 1%, I think, reduction in the corn and bean ratings. We've got the corn in the ground. The beans are ahead of schedule. No additional problems out there. So without something positive, either from the reports or Singapore, this market could still be vulnerable to more selling. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.